We continue in our limud of Mishnayot, Masechet Brachot. We're in Perek Tet, Mishnah Gimel. Bana bayit chadash. If a person built a new home, a new house, v'kana kelim chadashim, or if a person bought new kelim, that means new utensils or new clothing. Omer baruch shechiyanu. He says the bracha of shechiyanu v'kiyemanu v'igiyanu lazeman hazeh. The Mishnah continues, Mevarech al hara'a me'en hatova ve'al hatova me'en hara'a. Mevarech al hara'a me'en hatova. One says a bracha al hara'a, over bad mood or over bad news, me'en hatova. Even though it's the type of bad news in which there is some good involved in it. The example that the Gemara gives for this, if let's say there was a flood in someone's field and destroyed all his produce, so that's something that is bad, and therefore he has to say the bracha of Dayan Ha'emet, not Hatov Emeti, even though eventually there's some good in this because the water is going to fertilize and improve his field in the future, but the fact that he lost all his produce right now, therefore the nature of the bracha has to be what is happening now. So that's called Mevarech al hara'a me'en hatova. You say a bracha on the bad, meaning saying Dayan ha'emet, even though it has some good in it. And the other way around as well. Ve'al hatova me'en hara'a. And you say a bracha on the good, which is hatova emetiv, even though this good news might have some bad in it. The example that the Gemara gives, if let's say a person, especially in the olden days, found a treasure. So that moment, he has to say Atov Ametiv, even though this might be something bad, might be dangerous for him. The king might hear about this and punish him for not reporting it to him immediately. But being that at the moment it is something that is very happy for him, he has to say the bracha in accordance with the feeling of the moment. That's Al Hatova Me'en Hara'a. Hatzoek Leshe'avar Harezot Tefilat Shav. If a person prays to Hashem about the She'avar, about something that passed, something that already happened, that's tefillat shav. That's a tefillah, a prayer in vain, because whatever happened cannot be changed, right? It's like crying over spilled milk, as people say. So, atzoek le'she'avar harezot tefillat shav. Ketzad, what's an example for this? Hayta ishto me'uberet. If let's say one's wife was pregnant, ve'amar, and he says, Yehi ratzon sheteled ishti zachar. May it be your will, Hashem, that my wife should give birth to a boy. Hare zot tefilat shav. This is a prayer that's in vain, because whatever the gender of the baby is, it is already. It was determined already before. You can't change that. What are you asking for, miracles? Although the Gemara does explain that within the first 40 days of conception, then the gender is not determined yet, and a person can pray for either a boy or for a girl, but afterwards it's considered a tefilat shav. Haya baba derech, another example, if a person was coming back from his travelings, v'shama kol tzevacha ba'ir, and as he's entering his city, he hears sounds of people shouting and screaming and panicking. Ve'amar, and he says, Yehi ratzon shelo yehiu elu beneveti. Please, Hashem, can you make it that these screamings are not coming from people who come from my house? Harizot tefilat shav. This is a tefilah in vain, because whoever is screaming is screaming. His tefilah cannot change that. So that's a tefilat shav. Mishnah Dalet. Hanichnas lakrach. A person who is traveling, and he enters this big city. Mitpalel shetayim, he has to say two tefillot. Achat biknisato, one when he enters the city, ve'achat bitziato, and one when he leaves the city. Ben Azai omer arba. Ben Azai disagrees. He says there are four tefillot that a nichnas lakrach has to say. Shetayim biknisato, ushtayim bitziato. There are two tefillot he has to say upon entering the city, and two when he leaves. Venoten hoda'a le'she'avar ve'tzo'ek le'atid lavo. Ben Azai explains his opinion, because each time the person has to give two tefillot. One is thanking Hashem for what was for what Hashem did for him, and praying immediately for what will be in the future. Which means, as the Gemara explains, that according to Ben Azai, when a person enters the city, so before he enters, he has to pray that he will enter safely without any problem. And after he passed and everything went well and he came into the city, he has to say thank you to Hashem that he was able to enter safely. And then when he comes out of the city, before he leaves, he has to pray that everything will be fine, that he will be able to cross with no problems. And once he left, he has to say a prayer of thanks to Hashem that he left safely with success. So those are the four tefillot of Nichnas Lakrach and the Yotze that Ben Azai holds. It's very good to keep this always in mind and to put this to practice, to always pray to Hashem and to thank Hashem as well. Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen ve'amen.